We mentioned last week the psukim that we say in Hodu all the way until the words Amen v'Hallel Hashem are all taken from Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Kapitel Tezayin, and they're actually a parallel between some of this in Tehillim. Half of this parallel is, as we saw last week, until the Levilai Altareu. That's one section that overlaps with Tehillim with some Shinuyim. Today we'll discuss the next section from Shiru Hashem Kol Ha'aretz, and that's also, as you can see, an overlap with Tehillim. It was mentioned last week, and we'll see it again today, that they used to divide it up in this way. You know, if you want to consider what's Bein HaPrakim, Psukim DeZimra, so V'Levi'ai Al Tareyu is a break, because you'll see, again, because that parallels one section of Tehillim, and then you have Shu Hashem Kol Aretz. They used to sing part of it by Tamid Shel Shachar, and the other section by Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. Let's take a look for a second and notice the Psukim from Shu Hashem Kol Aretz, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Notice, I bolded those words that are different between here and Tehillim Sadivav. When we say Kabbalah Shabbos, the second of Mizmor Kabbalah Shabbos, notice Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shiru Hashem Shechada, Shiru Hashem Kol Aretz, and notice how the words here are so very similar to what we have here in Hodu, right? Maybe when you say it. But there are a couple of interesting differences. Some of them the Malbim picks up on, which we'll read in a second. Then you have, after that, again, just to notice it first, after the Pasuk Kibo Mishpodes Ha'aretz in the Hodu, the next Pasuk is Hodu Hashem Kitov Ki Lolam Chasdo, and the next two Pasukim are the Imro Hoshena Okei Yishenu, and then Baruch Hashem Okei Yisam in the Olam Vada Olam Vayom Rucha Amin Vahal Hashem. So those Pasukim also have a parallel to Tehillim. Notice Tehillim Kuf Vav begins with Haluka Hodu Hashem Kitov Ki Lolam Chasdo, and the same Kapitel Kuf Vav concludes with Hoshienu Hashem Okein Mekabseh Min Agoyim and Baruch Hashem Okei Yisam Min Olam Vada Olam Vomar Kalam Amin Haluka. So you notice the three psukim that follow in Divrei Hayamim after Kibolish Peres Ha'aretz are the beginning pasuk and the last two psukim of Kuvav, with again a couple of shinuyim in the actual words. So you have this, always to keep this in mind. Now the Malbim's comment here, pasuk Chav Gimel, as he begins to quote, you know, from here, from Divrei Hayamim, pasuk Chav Gimel, Perek Tazayin. Shiru Lashem Kol Aretz Basim Yom El Yom Yishuaso Mizmor Zeh Nimsa B'Sefer Tehillos. He quoted Tehillim Tehillos in Malbim. Simen Tzadi Vav. That's Psalm 96. Ukvar Perashti HaMizmor V'Inyano B'Perushai B'Sefer Tehillos. V'Yesh Gam B'Zeh Eze Shinuyim and Kefi HaTzorach L'Inyan Ha'aretz. If you remember, these psukim were said in connection with the nes of the Aron being returned by the Plishtim. When Shiloh was destroyed, the Plishtim took the Aron, and then after a few months, they realized that they were being haunted, and they couldn't. They got all these terrible illnesses and mice and hemorrhoids, b'chuli, and they ended up sending back the Aron. And Vayishan HaParos, the Paros end up going straight back, and then it was Kiryas Yearim for a number of years, and it was brought up to Ir David. So these psukim are very much discussing the nes of the Arons being returned from the Plishtim. Says the Malbim, that explains the difference in some of the wording in Divrei Hayamim versus Tehillim. So he notes a couple of things. Shekavanas ha-hoda'a al ha-neis va-tele she'asa Hashem al yidei ha-arom ve'eis shavu'o oso plishtim. And because of this, the hashkachas ha-kadosh baruch hu ayidei kach hikiru ha-anim nifla'osa. That's when everyone realized the miracles v'shekol elohei ha-anim elilin. Now why is this pasuk here? Because what happened was, the psukim tell us in Sefer Shmuel in the beginning, they would set up, put the urn somewhere, and then the Dagon was their god. Next thing you know, Dagon fell. And then part of his body was cut, severed from the rest of his body. Dagon Eloheyem nafal upnei Aron Hashem. This is why Kiko Elohei Ha'amim Elilin, referencing what psukim are in Sefer Shmuel, that Dagon. Now, the Sham Amar, Oz v'seferes b'migdasho in Tehillim. Take a look, pasuk vav. Pod v'hada lefanav. Oz v'seferes b'migdasho. Divrei hayamim. What's the pasuk? Pod v'hada lefanav. Oz v'chedva b'mkomo. What counts for the difference? Says the Malbim. Beautiful. Ki hagam sheyashav ha'aron b'stei ha'plishtim. Hera es uzo b'samach amapolas oivav. So there was a chedva v'kadosh baruch hu. Not the Mikdasho, the Aron was not in its rightful place. The Mikdasho was in the land of the Plishtim, but it was Oz v'chedva b'mkom. But the chedva was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrought Nisim to punish the Plishtim. Another difference, says the Malbim, Sham Amar in Tehillim, Su Mincha, and Pasuk Ches in Tehillim, we say Kabbalah Shabbos, Su Mincha, Uvau L'chatzrosav. What does it say in Divrei Hayamim? Parallel pasuk, su'umncha uva'u lefanav. What's the difference? Because the pasukim of yamim are the shira in connection to the nes of the Aaron being returned from the Eretz Plishtim. So it wasn't the chatzrosav. Ki po yedavish Hashem shochin eitzel ha'aron, v'haboim boim lefanav. So the Aaron was where it was, not the chatzrosav Kadosh Baruch Hu, not the chatzrosav Hashem, and they came before it. You can take this basic approach and you can explain al derech ze yeser hashinuyim and look at what I wrote in Tehillim and you'll understand more. But this is the Malbim's take on why the shinuyim. So when you say Kabbalah Shabbos, I remember this from somewhere during the week, you realize you're not mamish saying the same psukim in Tanakh, but you're saying parallel psukim, right? Tehillim, Sadivav, and Hodu from Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perek Tezayin. Let's go through some of the psukim a little bit, get a flavor here, and see how the themes of the Malbim already are mentioned by other mepharshim too, that the referencing to the nes connected to the Aron by the Shtei Plishtim. So the pasuk says, Shiro Hashem kol aretz, vasu miyom el yom yishuaso, and then we'll put that together with the next pasuk, sapu v'agoyim eskvodo v'chol ha'am niflosav. Again, here's the S. Says the Radak, Gam Zeh Mizmor, Amru Bo Vayom. That day that they'll bring the Aron to Ir David. V'amru Rabbi Seinu Kihot, that's after Kiryas Ye'arim. Okay, so there's different points. It's all because of the nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shomer with Hashkachas Hashem on the Aron. V'amru Rabbi Seinu Kihodu Hashem, Amru Baboker, V'shiru Hashem, starting from here, was Ben Harabayim. V'chein Amru Ko Osan Shanim HaMizmorim B'chol Yom Ufnei Aron Ko HaYamim. All the days that the Aron was where it was, until it was brought to Beis HaMikdash. So the Aron was separate from the Mizbeach. You know, the Mizbeach was in Givon, and the Aron was in Ir David. David brought the Aron to Ir David. It was a celebration. And every day they would say, morning and evening, the two sections that we've been reading from Hodu. The first section, Timbalim Boya Tareyu, and then that was in the morning. And the second section, Shu Hashem Kol Aretz, until what we have over here, until Amin V'Hal Hashem. And then they brought the Aron to the Beis HaMikdash when it was built. Basru miyom el yom yishuaso. What does miyom el yom means? Every day. Kemo yom miyomo. Ko yom basru yishuaso. Because ki tamid hu moshiach chem yarei veichem. There was he's saving you all the time from your enemies. Why talk about Yeshua Hashem here? V'amar zeh al Yeshua Aron. Ki al karcham heishivu oso plishtim. Plishtim couldn't deal with it. They couldn't handle the Aron. They had no choice but to forfeit. And again, even though this is many years later, but it's all going back to the nes that the Aron was taken for the how many months, and then Hashem made sure that the Aron was returned. And that sapru bagoyim es kvodo ki kavod gadol haya dvar ha'aron. Uba'osa davar haya le'am ugaim lahakeh. This is a tremendous nes that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed with the fact that the Aron was taken captive and they couldn't handle it. Rashi again points out again the connection. Sapru, what Yeshua are we talking about? Yeshua sha'asalanu kishigala ha'aron ol eretz plishtim and b'chol ha'am niflosav sha'asay ma'ar. It's again Rashi also picks up it. Let's go to the next two psukim together. Again from Divrei Hayamim, ki gadol Hashem u'mehu ma'od v'nora hu al kol elokim. I'll call Elohim, I should say. Ki kol Elohei ha'amim elilim v'Hashem shamayim asa. What does it mean, I'll call Elohim? What are the Elohim here? So the Tzitzit says, Sari Ma'ala Shala Akam, whatever guardian angels you have for the nations, Elilim. What are Elilim? Nothings. Nilam or Kebis Me'el Velo. They're not a god. They're no gods. Vatzilma Davish Embo Mamish. Vashem, however, Hashem, us as a Shemayim V'Kocho Rav. He's very great. The Radak. Here, connecting it back to Dagon and the Plishtim, as we saw in the Malbim. Ki Kol Hei Ha'amim Elilim Hashem Shemayim Asa. Ki Af Ovdei Tzva Shemayim, those who worship the celestial bodies, Avodasam Hevel, their service and their worship is nothing. Ki Hu Asa Shemayim Utzvam, Hashem made it all. And they're worshipping things which Hashem Himself created. They're not worshipping the ultimate God. Utzvam Va'aretz Va'yamach Hashem Behem. Ve'ei Roi Labot Es Ha'avadim. Allah Ha'adol, who should you serve? This is how the Zara began. The Rabbi writes in the Chasam of the Zara, right? Enosh, Dor Enosh, they thought that we should show homage to those Sharasim, and then that became the deity in its own right. V'hine, Dagon, Eloheyem, Nafal, Lefnei Ha'aron, V'nichras. Right? And it was cut. Part of it was cut off. V'hu Nisha B'kvodo, Hashem remains in his honor, Kedu, V'nasu, B'rosam, Nifilosam. And then the Christian themselves realize that their God is nothing. Hod v'hadar l'fanav, oz v'chedva b'mkomo. So we already mentioned the Malbim on this. B'mkomo, where it is. The Radak says, l'fisha haisa yololo b'chia b'plishtim kol yimei shemes ha'aron b'sei plishtim. In other words, they were crying. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was chedva. The contrast, meaning they couldn't deal with it. They were... We always talk about the Esam Malkus and Mitzrayim as like, you know, how Hashem, you know, was showing his Ashkacha and the enemies were suffering. But you have it also about the Plishtim. This is also a big deal that we talk about in the Mesaper. We always think about Pesach, Man Tesaper, the Nisim of the Malkus. But there's also a Man Tesaper, this Inyan from Shmuel, from Sefer Shmuel, is like a big deal to make a big commotion about it. In Mesaper and Fulos Hashem. Okay, a couple of psukim together, we read Chaf Ches through Lamed. Again, you know this, obviously, the parallels to Tehillim. Havu Hashem, Mishpechos Amim. Havu Hashem, Kavod Oz. Havu Hashem, Kvod Shemo. Some of that is also in Tehillim Chav Tes, in this Mo'adavid, you see, you remember it, the same expressions. So Min Chavu Ofanav, Yishtach Hashem, Hadras Kodesh. Chil Mefanav Kalarz, Afti Kontev Baltimot. Rashi's comments. Havu Hashem, Mishpechos Amim. Ma Yitnu Lo. So Mefarish Kavod Ba'ol. So that's part of the way of speaking. Havu Hashem is saying Havu Hashem again. It's like it says in Shiras Hayam. Rashi comments in Chumash. Yiminuch Hashem Dor Bakoach. Yiminuch Hashem Tirat Zoyev. It's Tiferes Halashon. Havu Hashem. What should they be saying? The Mishpachos Amim. Havu Hashem Kavod Ba'ol. Havu Hashem Kvod Shmo. Shmo Aleph Dal Nun Yud. That's the Shem Hashem that's pronounced. Vehu Adam Lakol. The Zel Hav Hashem Kvod Shemo, ki Shemo came to Hilaso. His praise is a relative and commensurate with his name. He's an Adon of everything. Yishtachavu Hashem b'Hadras Kodesh, ki came a manu hod b'Hadar Lefanav. That's the Hadras Kodesh. Chilu Mipanav Kol Aretz Afti Kotei Baltimot. A very beautiful thought. Rashi says that Nelech Kishavosh Adogim V'Yirei Mimenu. When a king sees that he's imposing his terror and fear on his subjects, on people, also Matalem Yoser Ema. So what does he do? He feels powerful and he imposes more fear. Then Dogim Imenu Yoser. Now they're afraid of being terrorized even more. So Yachrid Kovateim. So the more that the king demonstrates his great awesome power, shock and awe, right? So the more the people are even more terrorized and more scared. That's by Amelch Bas Vedam. However, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eina Osekein. Because Kishe HaOlam Yirei Mimenu, when you have the sense of Yiras Hashem, of the terror, Oz Tikon Teva Baltimot, what it actually does is it fixes and establishes the world with more stability. It stabilizes the world, as opposed to the one that's going to be a disruptor to create even more havoc. Shehu Osa Nikama, against those they have to take revenge against the Dixikama. Ba'yisharim is kainin. And those who are just, they end up having more stability as a result. The aretz miskayemes, the eina mismotetes. So the land, even though there was a little bit of a tomo and a commotion and an awesome quality, but then after that the stability comes. So it leads to stability ultimately. L'chein, chil mipanav kol aretz. On the one hand, yes, there's fear, but al tidagu. Because all of this is preparing for stability. ki lo yava kadosh baruch hu ki mesakin ha'olam liyashvo. Aber kishein abiyos dogim imenu to the contrary, if there isn't any sense of fear, the chotim az yahavchem v'yobdim, those who are sinners will get destroyed. But those who have emunah recognize that through it all, it's going to lead to stability. That's Rashi's explanation of this, the series of psukim here. Chilum in front of kol ha'aretz av tikol teov batim. The Radak. Havu Hashem mishpachos amim. He's going to say something interesting here. It's going to lead us to the next psukim that follow. Even though until now we're talking about specifically what happened with the Aron, but what's happening here in this pasuk and what's following is referring also to the future. Ki kol ha'amim haron v'ashom zeh, whoever hears Hashem's awesome qualities, miracles, yitnu ha'kavod v'hod, he'll give Hashem honor. V'chein tam kol ha'psukim. Says the Radak something interesting. Ha'mizmor hazeh, afal pi she'nemar alinyin ha'aron, as we've been saying, in yano gamkin al ha'asid. There's also here a remez, and it's also referencing the future. Alagoas hazeh, meaning kishiyare Hashem nifloosim, and Hashem will demonstrate His awesome miracles. Kishiyotzi enu mehagolus v'ikatsenu, yare nifloosav lanu. He will show us His miracles. Ad asher koa goyim yitnu lo akavod ba'ol. So the havel Hashem and so on is not just about what happened in the past with the Aron. It's talking about the Gula Sida. Kemosha Amar Vashemelach al Kol Aretz. Kemosha Amar Vayomer Vagam Hashemelach. Vechein Amar Yir. Tzukim that follow here. Yiram Hayom Mlolo. The sea will shake. Yalat Hasada. Vechein Amar Bekibutz Golios. A similar idea. Haharim Vagvolos Yipzuchu Lefnechem Rina Vachvatzi Asad Yimchalchav. The trees will clap hands, and the mountains will break out in song. But as Yomru Eile Le Eile Hodu Hashem Kitov Kibras. This is a Radak is sort of segueing into the psukim that follow, that it's not just about the Aron, it's also about Lasim Lavo. Okay, so let's see those couple of psukim that are left. Yismuchu Hashemayim Yisogel Aretz V'yomru Gam Hashem Molach Yirma Hashem Lo Yalos Hasad V'chol Hashevo Oz Imanu. Again, this is all similar as well from Kabbalah Shabbos. Atzi Ayor Mufnei Hashem Kivo Lishbodes Aretz. Says Rashi, Yismuchu Hashemayim Yisogel Aretz V'yomru Gam Hashem Molach. When a human being rules, everybody's sad, because who knows, the new king is rising to power, who knows what kind of havoc he's going to wreak, who knows where he's going to, what he's going to do. In Yeshetef Bedino, he'll be very, very, very reckless. Avo Kesheimoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yismuch HaShemayim Va'oret, V'cho HaYisharim, those who are just, Yomru Ata, Malach Hashem. And again, Shehechzer Lanu Es Ha'aram. Rashi keeps coming back to that. Yerem Hayom Mulowo, Kovrios Shabayam, Dugma, Ranu Shemayim Kios Hashem, Shehechzer Lanu Es Ha'aram, Vesholach Malachi Chavola, Lazos Mishpat Beplishtim. Rashi keeps the psukim connected to the context of the Aram with Plishtim. The Atzei Hayor are going to be happy. Says Mitzudas David, it's a Melitza. It means there'll be a lot of Simcha in the world, literally, that the trees are happy. At the time that he'll abolish for the Sa'aret and he'll punish those who deserve to be punished, but there'll be a simcha that will come with that. Now, we know this in the beginning. Hodu Hashem ki tov ki lolam chasdo. This is the beginning of Mitzvah Kuvav in Tehillim. The psukim that follow, the next two psukim, the Imru Hashenu Keishenu and Baruch Shem Keisam and Omer Olam, this parallels the last two psukim of Mitzvah Kuvav. So there's a lot here. The Rashi has a Mahalach, I didn't give you that, I gave you the Malvin. Pasuk Zeh, Hodu Hashem, is a tziyun of the beginning of Kuvav. Haluka Hodu Hashem Kitov Kilom Chasto. Upasuk Sha'acharav, means the two psukim really that follow, Hu Sofa Mizmar. So what do we make of this? So it's three psukim in succession, the Ve'yamim. The first of the three is the first pasuk of Mizmar Kuvav, and the next two are the last two psukim with a few shinuyim. Hashem Kifi Hasha Rasi. What I would conjecture is that here's what they did. Amru Baboker, Kol Simen Kufhei, which is, we have the overlap that we had last time, the first part of Hodu. That's Kufhei. Ube Erev, in the evening, they said Kol Simen Kufav. One possibility. Oh, Sha Amru Tchilas HaSimen V'Sofo. What they did the beginning and the end, which is counting as if he did everything. L'Rameis Al Mizmar Zev in Yana. And what's the connection Kufhei and Kuvav in Tehillim? Shev in Mizmar Kufhei, Siper me'achasadim shas Hashem mi'sob etzesam mitzrayim u'bamidbar. Look at Kofei, you'll see, describing the chesed Hashem with Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Midbar, how he gave them the man and so on, his love. U'besimen kovav, siper ich maru es dvarav, how they rebelled, mashu bam soneihem, and they suffered by the hands of enemies. And through that, hochu shvi lefnei tzar, the pasuk in Eicha, it means that they went into captivity. But then it says at the end of kovav, siyein b'vakasha, and what does it say in kovav at the end? Right, it says, "Hoshienu Hashem Elkeinu," not the Imru. "Hoshienu Hashem Elkeinu v'kapseim in Agoyim." V'vakasha she'kapseim in Agoyim shahochu shvitachta. And then it says over there in Tehillim, what does it say? "The Omar kol ha'am amen haluluka." That's what it says in Tehillim. The kol ha'am anu baruch Hashem Elkei Yisrael. What's the baruch Hashem Elkei Yisrael for good and bad? Luvarach al tov v'dala ra. Over Tehillim, lo nimtza milas v'amru. In Tehillim, it says, v'amar kol ha'am, amen haluka, not v'yomru kol ha'am. He's going in the first part. It doesn't say v'imru hoshien. This is hoshien. U'mashma she'tzat sivoy al ha'am, she'yomu shnei psukim el achronim. So he was instructing them. Over here, he's telling them, v'imru hoshien. Rashi says, a little bit more on this. He also brings a medrash that the paros, when they were coming with the aron, they were singing. What were they singing? So it brings a gemara in Avodah Zarah Chav Dalet, if you got there, that they were actually singing Hod Hashem Kiru B'Shmo, Shir Hashem Kol Haaretz. These two parts of Hod, you got there, Avodah Zarah. So mamish again, all everything intertwined. Mitzudas, we'll just end with Mitzudas. David's comments on these psukim. The Imru Hoshienu, so this is Peshat, is that David is talking, right? This is all the Shevach of David when they're bringing the Aron to hear David. David Amalem, Ispal Hashem, Bavur B'nei Agola, Shetia Lachrona, Davin for the end of the Golos. V'amar Bavur, I'm going to say for their sake. Now you have to be able to tap into the Koach of Geula now. So sing and for them and say, Hoshienu, Davin, Hoshienu, Ki Atam Me'el Melkei Yishin, you've always been our salvation. Lahodos Hashem Kadshecha, Lahodos Alatshua Abba, and the future salvation. What does it mean? Lehishtabeach b'sehilasach. Let's catch those words. Lehishtabeach, to become praised with your praise, to become better. Lehishtabeach, to praise ourselves. Lehishtabeach, lehishtabeach es atzmeinu b'tilasach. In other words, by praising you, we are praiseworthy. Ki lehishtabeach, lehishtabeach yichashev, lehidavik b'Hashem hamuhum od. The more that we connect to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, we become praiseworthy. They say in Haggadah Shepesach, Komar b'lesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. So one of the farshim said, harei zeh meshubach, not the act is meshubach, but the person. Kol hamar, but every person is mar b'lesaper, harei zeh, that person is meshubach. So the person is meshtabeach by praising Hashem. Min ha'olam, what is min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam? Min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam abba, v'yomru, Siva David, she yomru kulam amen. Ratzalom emes hadavar, af yomru hal Hashem k'ti mahalo. That's in Dvayamin. The Mitzudas in Tehillim I gave you as well. There doesn't say v'imru, hoshienu. And what's the context there? It talks about being in Golus, as Malvin pointed out, right? The second before. Kimosh and Asato sarnu l'rachamim b'chazdecha gadol. Just like you watched over us in Golus, not to suffer too much. You gave us rachamim, kein, hoshienu, v'kapseinu, el arseinu, bring us back to our land, l'hodos, shama, l'shem kachacha, again, l'hishtabeach, l'shabeach es atzmeinu, v'sehila secha. Ki kefi rov ha'tehila shabach, the more the praise of you, kein yarbe shvachenu, will be our praise, ha'shabachart abanu, that we chose us. So again, another way of saying the same idea, that we become ourselves praised by the fact that we are connected and associated with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and His praise, and part of that is that He chose us, so we become part of that larger idea of Shevach. Okay? Have a good day.